on bottom of 574. Gareth completely lost his temper. Can't you hold your tongue about it for a minute? Anyone would think that you enjoyed watching people being burned. So the only thing we can think here is that Gareth and certainly Gawain and Gaheris at this point don't view what is happening as necessarily justice or what is right. And somewhere in what we read today, we're going to get to where Arthur even says himself, you know, I'm losing the ability to discern what is right, what is just. Maybe everyone is here. Things are not as white and black as Arthur thought. They all think Lancelot will come. They recount the story because we really only saw it in pieces. It's like sometimes when we get information later, on the bottom of 575, so far as I can understand the story, Mordred, Agravain went with 13 other knights, fully armed, and tried to kill Lancelot when he had nothing but his dressing gown. The upshot was that Agravain himself was killed together with all 13 of the knights except one who ran away. So they're going to start picking on him about, you little coward, you ran away. He said, no, I didn't. He broke my arm. They're all saying, well, you know, how does this make any sense? Why would he let you run away? Because obviously it was in Lancelot's interest to kill everybody. If he had killed everybody, there were no witnesses, we wouldn't be standing here today. We wouldn't be thinking about burning up Guinevere.